علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing the topic of the Charter of Islamic Governance based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. Imam Ali alayhi salam beautifully explains those important aspects of the Islamic governance, especially in this sermon number 3 that we are discussing, where he very clearly offers his manifesto. And in the manifesto, he clearly identifies that disease that is plaguing the Muslim Ummah, and that was the disease of polytheism. إِنَّ مَلِيَّتُكُمْ قَدْ عَادَتْ. That problem that you are facing has returned. That virus has come back. إِنَّ بَلِيَّتَكُمْ قَدْ عَادَتْ كَهَيْئَتِهَا يَوْمَ بَعَثَ اللَّهُ نَبِيَّكُمْ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ. That problem, that sickness that you had has come back in the same way that it was at the time when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam was sent to you. And that is polytheism, of course. But of course, polytheism here in the form of obeying other than God, having a legal system other than that of the divine system, whereby certain individuals take in their authority to rule the country, to rule the government, to rule the society without any divine assertion. This was the problem, this was the polytheism that the people were facing.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Now, Imam Ali alayhi salam in this sermon is also stressing on the importance of history. Yes, this problem has returned, but if you notice, Imam Ali alayhi salam clearly says that we are supposed to take lesson from the past. Inna man sarrahat lahu al-ibaru amma bayna yadayhi min al-mathulat. That Imam Ali alayhi salam here saying, look at the examples of the previous generation, see what happened. See what happens so that it becomes clear for you. For him, it was clear. For the people also, it is important that this becomes clear. Even in this very sermon, in the previous, some of the versions, of course, in some other sources where this sermon has been quoted, Imam Ali alayhi salam has given the attention to looking at history and looking at our source, our previous situation to see what to do and what we can do to change the situation today. Just a few examples here that will be of value. Sayyid Sharafuddin was one of the scholars in Lebanon, marhum Sayyid Sharafuddin Amili, a very great scholar. When he went to Lebanon, he created a great change there. Why? Because when he went there, he saw that the Shias, the followers of the Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam, are the lowliest and most abhorred group of people that stayed there, unfortunately, in the worst state. They had the worst jobs and the worst situation economically and politically and socially. They were those that used to be, their jobs included, for example, either being helpers in the public baths where they would scrub the bodies of the people to remove their dirt, or they would be those who would carry weight, for people in the ports and places like that. Or there was another job that their women used to perform, which is something that I feel even embarrassed to mention. These were the jobs that the Shias had.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
Sayyid Sharafuddin Amili comes and sees the situation, and he tries to look for a solution, and he came to know what that solution is. When Sayyid Sharafuddin Amili sees the situation, he doesn't like lose hope and start to make some very negative analysis about the whole thing and, overanalyze the issue and sit down and, just cry and beat his head. No, he took steps. And those steps were the reason why the Shias today came back to be a very successful group of people socially, politically, and economically. Okay, this is the role of a scholar, as we mentioned previously. That the role of a scholar, a good scholar, is to be that watch, to be on that watch post looking, saving the community, protecting them, seeing where the enemies are coming from, where they are going, what are their plans, what they want to do, from where they want to attack, to see them carefully. This is what he did. These are our scholars. So now this Sayyid Sharafuddin Al-Amili, when he comes there, he sees that the problem of the people is ignorance. The problem that they were facing was that they did not have knowledge. They were not aware of their rights. They were not aware of who they are as Muslims. They did not know their values as the followers of Ahlul Bayt. They didn't know who they are. They hadn't even discovered themselves. And that is why they were in such a low position. So he takes that step to bring back the intelligence of these people, to bring back the intellectual levels of these people. Why? Because the enemies had trodden these people down, had trodden on them, had stamped them with ignorance. And then this statement from Sayyid Sharafuddin Al-Amili, where he says, لا ينتشر الهدى إلا من حيث انتشر الضلال, makes sense in this light. The truth, the guidance will not spread except from that same place, that same area or that same method in which misguidance was spread. And this is the way the scholar comes and sees where the actual problem was. From that very problem, he comes and converts it into a solution. And this was the work of Sharafuddin. Inshallah, in the next session, we'll try to open up a bit of these so that we can get a clear understanding of what Imam Ali is trying to tell us here. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز من ولاه هو وبالكتاب مسدد والنور معنا باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من ناداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال مناه هو في الشدائد منجد والفضل يمنى هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه.